As expected, stock markets are not taking the U.S. credit rating downgrade very well.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Standard & Poor's now says it will downgrade the ratings of government-backed mortgage companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac because of their link to long-term U.S. debt. And the ratings agency will examine how Friday's downgrade of the U.S. credit rating will affect other parts of the economy, including state and local governments. Not surprisingly, on this first trading day after Friday's big announcement, markets are tanking. The Dow is down nearly 3% right now, down about 287 points, trading at 11,102. The NASDAQ is down 3.5%, S&P 500 down about 3.5% as well. Europe is down about 1.5% to 3%, or that's about where it closed today. The European Central Bank did lay out a plan to buy billions of dollars worth of Italian and Spanish bonds. Asian shares sank more than 3.5% today as well. The price of gold has gone above $1,700 for the first time ever as investors look for a safe place to put their money. And oil is down to about $83 a barrel and some change. Now, what exactly are investors thinking about today in another big sell-off? A little perspective now from Ellen Zentner, a senior U.S. economist at Nomura Securities. She's with us live from New York. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Your initial reaction, I mean, another steep drop.
Well, I like the show's background music. It's sort of that New Orleans-style funeral music because that's how I feel about the stock market lately.
Yeah.
Over the past week and a half, the drop has just been extraordinary. And I think no one was surprised by the decline today because, of course, we've got to have some reaction to the S&P downgrade. I mean, it's certainly an unprecedented event. The unthinkable that the U.S. could lose its AAA trading record has now happened. And so investors have to react, and the only thing that they know to do is sell, sell, sell.
I mean, we were down 500 points last Thursday, and probably over the past few months, we're down 10% or more, right?
Absolutely, we're down more than 10%, and that's just a profound effect on wealth. You look at household wealth, and it's dropped by billions of dollars in a very short period of time, and that can have long-term implications for the economy, especially through that wealth effect on spending. Typically, we see a knee-jerk reaction in the personal savings rate, which rises.
Ellen Zentner, senior U.S. economist at Nomura Securities. Ellen, thank you.
Thank you.
So that was the market reaction. How is this S&P downgrade going to affect everybody else, like you and me? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith ran some numbers.
Right now, we're reading about the credit downgrade in our newspapers. But in a few months, we could be seeing that downgrade in our mortgage statements and our credit card bills. Bart Narder analyzes banking for Salient.
Most mortgages and credit card interest rates are tied to either Treasuries or the prime. Should the interest rate of Treasuries increase, the mortgages are going to increase as well.
In the long run, a U.S. credit downgrade would likely make U.S. Treasury bonds seem riskier to investors. That means Uncle Sam will have to offer higher interest rates to convince investors to take on that extra risk. The hike would probably not be noticeable on your Amex bill, just pocket change. But Narder says they're potentially very noticeable on a mortgage loan. Just think about how much it costs if your mortgage rate increases by just a couple points. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Hey, for more on the U.S. debt downgrade, including which country may be next, and of course you can get the podcast and the numbers too, head on over to our website, marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Well, here's an economic bright spot. The latest report on how much stuff the U.S. ships by truck shows an increase from May to June and a year-over-year jump of almost 7%. But there may be fewer truckers available to move all that freight. From Station KUT in Austin, Texas, Ben Philpott explains.
There are really two driver shortages facing the trucking industry, quantity and quality. Over the last few years, regulators have been rating truck drivers and the companies they work for. Get a low score for anything from unsafe driving to improper loading, and a pink slip may not be far behind. Bob Costello is with the American Trucking Association.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. We want the best people out there driving truck, no doubt about it. But it does make some operational challenges, and finding qualified drivers is one of them.
Fewer qualified drivers was okay during the recession, when there was less stuff to ship. But as the economy picks back up, the lack of drivers has become an issue, especially in Texas.
It would impact all ports. It would impact all sectors across the state.
John Esparza heads up the Texas Motor Transportation Association. He says Texas needs more truckers to haul goods from its Gulf Coast ports and many oil refineries. And there's another factor that could limit trucking capacity. This fall, the federal government is considering new regulations that would cut the number of hours a driver can work. The American Trucking Association's Bob Costello says the rules would force companies to hire more drivers for trucking relays to get goods delivered in a timely manner.
We will need 5 to 7% more trucks and drivers to haul the same amount of freight. So yes, that would exacerbate the shortage.
National and state trucking associations say current time limits are sufficient and the new rules wouldn't improve safety. The groups hope to convince federal regulators of this before they finalize the rules in October. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for Marketplace.
And finally, for months and months, Google has been testing cars with no drivers, cars that are retrofitted with all kinds of sensors that help them avoid accidents. But last week, near Google's Mountain View, California headquarters, one of those driverless cars was involved in a minor fender bender. No one was injured. A Google spokesperson told the website Business Insider the accident happened while a human was manually driving the driverless car. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.